Joseph's Dreams. Jacob lived in the land where his father had settled, in the land of Canaan. This is the history of Jacob's family. Joseph, a young man of 17, was shepherding the flock with his brothers, the sons of Bilhah and the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. Joseph informed his father of the bad reputation they had. Now Israel loved Joseph more than any of his other children, for he was the son of his old age, and he had a coat with long sleeves made for him. His brothers, who saw that their father loved him more than he loved them, hated him and could no longer speak to him in a friendly way. Joseph had a dream, which, when he told it to his brothers, made them hate him the more. "Listen to the dream I had. We were binding sheaves in the field, when my sheaf rose and stood up, and your sheaves gathered round and bowed down to my sheaf." His brothers said to him, "So you want to rule us or lord it over us?" They hated him even more because of his dreams and what he said. Joseph had another dream, which he told to his brothers. "I saw the sun, the moon, and 7 stars bowing down before me." When he told this to his father and brothers, his father rebuked him. "What is this dream of yours? Are all of us, myself, your mother, and your brothers, to bow down to the ground before you?" His brothers were jealous of him, but his father kept in mind what he had said. His brothers had gone to pasture their father's flock at Shechem, and Israel said to Joseph, "Your brothers are pasturing the flock at Shechem. Come along, I'll send you to them." Joseph replied, "Here I am." Then his father said, "Go and see if all is well with your brothers and with the flock, then come back and tell me." Jacob sent him from the valley of Hebron, and Joseph arrived at Shechem. They saw him in the distance, and before he reached them, they plotted to kill him. They said to one another, "Here comes the specialist in dreams. Now's the time. Let's kill him and throw him into a well. We'll say a wild animal devoured him. Then we'll see what his dreams were all about." But Reuben heard this and tried to save him from their hands, saying, "Let us not kill him. Shed no blood. Throw him in this well in the wilderness, but do him no violence." This he said to save him from them and take him back to his father.